This is On the Ground IPSY on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And this is a time each week where we really focus on that word community. And you've heard me say it many, many times that we wish we had a giant staff where we could cover so many more stories of the great things happening in our community. So we're proud to partner as the media partner with Concentrate Media on this project, because their stated goal is to really, I mean, basically sum it up, is to find great things happening in the Ypsilanti community and let everybody else know they're going on and why they're happening. We're not ignoring that there are issues in Ypsilanti. There certainly are quite a few. You hear about them all the time, but what we're focusing on are the people that are trying to lift this community up, lend a hand, do great works in this community, bring things to the community that didn't exist before in order to stem the tide of those issues and really make our community even greater than it already is, because the Ypsilanti community is pretty darn great. So, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah Rigg is the project manager, right?
That's right.
And concentratemedia.com, concentrate82 on Twitter, and concentratemedia everywhere else.
That's right.
Find them on social media. And, of course, you can find all the great work that Sarah does with these stories linked at WEMU.org. And Concentrate Media is kind of a trove of all kinds of great stories about things happening in our community. But good morning. And what did you bring us this week? What's the big story?
Well, I think it's very appropriate that May is a bicycle month, and I have brought in two of the members of a local bicycle club called the Wolfpack Cruisers. I brought with me the president and vice president, who happen to be married to each other, Damian and Nikki Guyton.
All right, so an interesting dynamic that you're co-leaders of this group but also married. So who's the boss, really? Who's the president? Who's the vice president?
I'm the president and founder.
Okay.
She's the co-founder and vice president.
All right, so who's the boss, though? Who's the,
there's right? no boss.
All right, all right,
we,
all right.
We,
I think their little
no
girl
boss.
Might be the boss.
All right, so
pretty
yes,
much.
Yes,
the
right,
boss.
All right. Yes,
we,
kids, you know.
We do everything 50-50.
All right, good, super. So, if correct me if I'm wrong, but Wolfpack kind of grew out of an earlier effort, right? Is that right?
Right.
All right.
Correct.
So tell me about that. What might we have heard of before we start talking about how Wolfpack grew into what it is?
We started off in a club called Truth Riders.
Okay, you're right. That's right. I heard about that.
We were a second chapter from the mother chapter.
Okay, and that was a Detroit organization?
Exactly.
All right. What's the goal of that organization?
Pretty much that goal for Truth Riders back then was, you know, trying to get people fit and, you know, do more for the community and,
okay,
in other words, like, you know, just trying to get out there, have fun, ride bikes and all that, and also help the community.
Right, because I've seen you've done some organized events, like fundraisers, things like that.
Yes,
all right, correct. So we started as Truth Riders. Now you're the Wolfpack Cruisers.
We are the Wolfpack Cruisers.
When did that change happen?
That change happened, in fact, that change happened in, I believe, August. It was like in August 20-something.
Yeah.
It was the day of the last year, if anybody remembered last year, of the Illumination Parade.
Okay. All right, so this is recent. This is less than a year.
Less than a year.
All right, so why did the change happen? What made you decide, you know what, we're going to head on over and we're going to become the Wolfpack Cruisers now?
We just decided to wanted to do our own thing. It was cool being Truth Riders and everything. We got introduced to the bike life as Truth Riders.
Okay.
We got introduced with it. We turned around and decided to do our own thing, do something different, you know, because bottom line, Ypsilanti is
our hometown.
Is
we
our
wanted
hometown.
To do things in our hometown.
Okay, so right. So you wanted
community.
An Ypsilanti organization,
yes,
that serves Ypsilanti.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, so tell me, the bicycle club, what does that mean? I mean, I got an idea. I mean, I'm seeing like 1930s gentlemen with peg pants going down the street. I know that's not what y'all are, but, you know, but from your perspective, what does being a bicycle club mean?
Somebody who wants to ride a bike.
Okay, that's basically anybody's welcome.
And a family.
Okay,
anybody's welcome. We are one of the first clubs that actually have kids, women, and children.
All right, so everybody's welcome. You just got to have two wheels, or you'll help them find two wheels.
Exactly.
It'd be two wheels, it'd be
three
four
wheels,
wheels,
all right,
three wheels.
Anything.
You're not discriminating against multi-wheeled bicycles. All right. Just, what about unicycles? Can I bring my unicycle?
Oh yeah.
All right.
We bring skateboards.
Okay. So self-propelled on wheels.
Anything with wheels.
Okay. Good.
Just anything that wants to have fun.
All right.
That's
and
all we are is just want to have fun.
And so the overriding goal is just to get people outside, get active, and be part yeah. of this group.
Exactly.
All right. And I've seen some pictures. There are some flashier bikes in these
yes. groups.
So that's part of this, too, is people showing off their pride in their bicycle or their wheeled vehicle. So tell me about that. Is that kind of grown out of other traditions, or is it just part of doing this that people want to show off what they're proud of?
Well, it always developed in time. You okay. know, you see people throughout the years, way before my time, will take a regular bike and modify them in certain kind of ways.
Everybody
in
remembers fact, the cards and the deck of cards
right,
that
right, right.
we used to put on our bikes yeah. to make them sound like motorcycles. Yeah. And now
fact,
we have different things.
In fact, I was just looking at a video on Facebook not that long ago, the tradition between the whole bike scene and how Detroit Slow Roll started.
Oh, right, yeah, we've seen that. Those weeknight rides where the big groups get together yeah. and they got lights and I mean,
sounds,
it is.
Sounds, lights,
yeah, it's
and
beautiful.
Yeah. That's how
and
we are.
It's artwork.
It's just everybody modify their bikes in many, many, many different ways.
Right.
It's just how it grew and how the technology of doing it has kind of evolved and grew.
Do you see that some people are doing that? It's like reflective of their own personality.
Their own image.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Their own image.
You can look at a person's bike and go, man, that's a flashy person right there. Or even, you know, they don't have the opportunity to be flashy in their normal life, but maybe, you know, they're doing something artistic to express themselves in a way they never have before.
Right. Well, our oldest daughter is Harley Quinn. Her
okay.
name is Harley Quinn.
All right.
Her bike's decked out as Harley Quinn.
Perfect. Wonderful.
Yep. I mean, that's just her bike name.
So you're encouraging, you know, not everybody to come, but also to be yourself.
Yep.
And express yourself, be your personality. All right.
Right.
Yep. So Wolfpack Cruisers, how do you get together? What do you do?
We do our rides on Tuesdays, the Twilight Tuesday rides. And now this year we started a new day, which is Saturdays, the Saturday night glow.
Okay, so take me into these rides a little bit. Where do you get together? You know, what would I experience if I was there with you?
Saturdays, we will meet at the old shopping center of Golf Village.
Okay, right.
And we're right in front of the Family Dollar. We meet up at 6 o'clock p.m. It's like meet up, give people time to get there.
Meet and greet.
Okay.
Greet everybody.
Is there food involved?
Sometimes there is, yes.
All right.
We are working on that.
Okay.
To have, like, it's a big, huge parking lot, and we want to do, like, tailgate. You
it's
know?
Breakfast time, a little bit hungry, something in the food.
Or... I know for our Twilight kickoff that we had a couple of weeks ago at Golf Village, we started off at Golf Village, and it was a nice big crowd, and we did our ride, part of our ride, and one of our stops was at our road captain's house.
We did a big old barbecue.
And they did a big old barbecue.
Hey, what's a road captain? Explain that to me.
A road captain is pretty much, he's the guy who helps route out the route. He also makes sure as one of the road blockers.
Okay, all right.
So therefore,
somebody taking responsibility for the other riders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. We had four road blockers.
Okay.
We got four road blockers, and sometimes our rides would be big enough to only need two. Sometimes our rides would be big enough to need four.
So you got people kind of stopping traffic so you can keep your whole group together and keep them safe on the road.
And make sure nobody's ever left behind, or if there's a bike down, we always make sure, hey, we got it.
All right. And you said that, yeah, so that event, you had a barbecue at one of your road captain's house, all right, and everybody's kind of welcome to stop by and participate. How many people would be involved in one of your bigger events like that?
Well, it depends.
Show up.
All we do is we put a flyer up, you know, which I do every week. We're riding on Saturday from this time to this time, address and everything. All is welcome, and whoever shows up.
Okay.
Like, we did a ride last Saturday, and we had a member from another club come out to support and join from the ride from the Wayne Bicycle Club.
Okay. Unless you got one of their pins on today, so supportive of that.
Yeah. In fact, every patch on here
is
a support from another club.
Great.
And these ain't all the patches. See, that's the one thing that is different with our club, with our bike life scene.
It's not a competition among clubs?
It's not a competition.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's really not.
Right. It's just all about having fun. And if there's any information that you ever want to look up on us, always go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
That'll tell you where our rides are happening at, when they start.
I was going to ask that. All right.
Everybody is welcome. We encourage people to look up our ride, you know, on us on Facebook.
So you mentioned Galt Village. You know, there's been a lot of change in population over the last 10 years there when the economy took a big nosedive. A lot of people moved out. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of new people coming in. Is this a way you feel to help build the community back up, get people out of their homes, get starting to know your neighbors again?
We hope so.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Pretty much.
That is our goal. I mean, the more people that we can have on our rides, the better.
Do you feel like this community supports what you're doing? I mean, in general, bike riding or, you know, the self-propelled wheeled vehicles on our city streets and stuff, or just you specifically, your group, do you feel like this community really embraces what you're trying to do?
Oh, we feel like this community has helped us a lot.
Wonderful.
We have gotten so much feedback and positivity from this community. That's why we want to give back to it.
Okay.
Because we like the help that we're getting and the support that we're getting, and that's just our biggest thing.
All right, Nikki, talk about that a little bit, the giving back to the community. I know you've done some fundraisers and stuff mm-hmm. in the past. What are the things you target to give back?
Well, you know, actually there was an incident last year that we gave back to our community where we live, Rosenville Woods. Mm-hmm. We had an incident there, and we wanted to give back to the community where we just, like certain nights of the week, the kids from the community would bring their bikes up to the clubhouse, and it was a bike fixing.
Okay.
You know, fix a bike.
Oh, right.
Every Thursday they would come. We would barbecue hot dogs for the kids, potato chips. And, I mean, they just went crazy. They were able to paint their bikes, decorate their bikes. We would have our mechanics on site to help them if they needed inner tubes. And if one child didn't have a bike, we would put them in our car, take them to a spot, and we would get them a bike.
So is that something you support, too, is just this notion of getting kids outside? I mean,
oh, yeah, definitely. You know,
yes. Seeing other people in person again?
It's more my goal for the club is to get a lot of kids from always being indoors on video games
or
out in the street.
Much,
right.
Or out in the street causing problems and mischief and stuff, and actually get them into doing something a little bit more positive.
Right, and you don't want them to say not having a bike or having a broken bike. That's not a barrier to
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You'll help them out.
We'll get you one. If you don't have it, we'll get you one. We'll find a way to get you one.
And do you use this model of, you know, other groups supporting each other? You know, you're patched up. You're wearing a vest. I mean, you have the look of somebody that, I don't want to use the word gang at all, but a club, right.
Yep,
club is a good
like
word,
a
right? And traditionally, when we think of clubs, we think rival clubs mm-hmm. and I'm better than you and stuff.
No.
So you're trying to set a better example?
We said our bike life is a better example.
Okay.
Nonetheless, we call it in bike life OBC, which stands for One Big Club.
Okay.
And that's just a whole bunch of clubs. And when we all together, it's nothing but love.
All right, so Wolfpack Cruisers is just one chapter of that one big club.
Yep.
Exactly.
And you all have the same goal. Get outside, get together, hang out with your community.
And have fun.
All right.
We have big events that we do go. We do travel.
Mm-hmm.
We do travel. Our biggest event that we do once a year, which we kind of missed out on this year, but we're going to be there next year, is
OBC.
Called OBC.
Okay.
And that takes place in Las Vegas, Nevada. And what we do is we'll have trucks to cart our bikes all the way from Michigan to Las Vegas.
So how many people are involved in that? What's that
it's
thousands?
Huge. It's huge.
Thousands.
There's thousands.
Yeah.
That come. And
when
I'm talking from people from Japan,
wow.
China, Jamaica,
it's all
Mexico,
around the world,
Belgium. Right. Everywhere.
So
and
the Wolfpack Cruisers are repping Ypsilanti in Vegas at this big event.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's other clubs out in Detroit that come out there too as well.
Yeah.
We do, you know, it's a week event. It's a long week event. They got something called CruiserCon where they have all the fancy bikes and you can put your bike up there for part of the show and stuff like that.
Show it off, all right.
You'll win trophies.
You
can
win
bikes. You can win
everything.
Bike parts, whatever the case may be.
You get some good ideas from going to those types of
all the time. All right. I get good ideas from every bike that I see from any other club. See, the most fancy bikes that I've seen in a club so far have to be G-Mob.
Oh, yeah.
Grown men on bikes.
Okay.
They let their imagination run wild.
But that's kind of the goal of their club, is to build these kind of showpiece bikes that are really works of art. That's what they're headed towards. So, but in your place, I mean, if somebody's listening right now and they think, man, I got my 35-year-old Schwinn, it's falling apart, you shouldn't feel intimidated. Just come on out.
You'll be welcome. Just come on out. We don't care how old your bike is, how new your bike is. We don't even care if it's a cheap Walmart bike. If you got a bike, ride it.
Right, you just want people to ride.
Like one of our club people always said, and I respect this guy to death. His name is Bike Mike. He is the founder of D-Town Riders, and he always say, if you don't have a bike, you don't have a life. And he's right, because our bikes are a way of our life. You know, if you having a stress day at work or something and you need to take it out,
ride a bike. All right.
You know,
that freedom, that exercise. That freedom,
yeah.
Right. All right. Nikki, share something with me just from your personal experience. You know, has there ever been a moment where you felt like we're really changing this community, or really changing lives? Or is there ever a time that, you know, something stuck with you that this is so positive, I'm so happy we're involved and we're doing this?
Yeah, actually, like I was saying, the situation that happened at Rosenville Woods, the little girl Gabby, that really stuck with us. We got out and we got our community together and we did a big old huge beacon of hope for her. Where our whole entire community came together and rode for that little girl. And that still sticks to us this day.
Okay.
Because it made a major impact on us. And we actually named our mascot in her honor, Little Gabby.
Oh, all right.
So we actually have one of our members that, you know, dress up in that suit. And every day she dresses up in that suit, she feels like Gabby's there with us every single day. And just to see the reactions of the kids' face when they're around that, the positivity and just all that makes it worth it.
So you kind of took a part of the community that was a little scared, a little angry, you know, just frustrated with the situation, and brought them together and did something positive out of it. That's wonderful.
Exactly.
And they love, and the kids in our group love us. And, you know, me working with the school and him working at the schools, we get to see these kids every single day. And they're like, Miss Nikki, we saw your bikes. We love your bikes. Can we join you guys anytime?
It'd be the shocking looks on their face when they see us in parades and stuff with the bikes.
With the music
and
the lights.
The
they're like, his bike talks. And we're like, your bike can talk too. Can it? Can you please help? And they're just like, we're there for them to help. You know, these kids are like, kids are very, very, they're, you know, how they say, they're like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
If you mold them the way that's a positive direction, that's where they're going to go, and that's what we want.
Well, there's a little bit of mentoring, it sounds like, going on here, too. You're setting this example, but you're also providing an outlet for them to ask questions and be part of a group and, you know, see something, a positive thing they can do in their lives.
Yeah. Not that long ago, we went out to a dinner. It was at a Mexican restaurant in Belleville. And they seen all of us come in with our vests and our shirts and our coats.
Las Fuentes,
like
by the way. We love that Mexican food.
It wasn't Las Fuentes. It was in Belleville. It was that.
Dos Pesos?
No. Or Hidalgo.
Hidalgo.
Oh, Hidalgo was our other one now.
And we went in there with all of our vests and our shirts and our patches and everything. And the little kid was like, he was just loving our patches.
Oh, he was
and loving them and everything.
Mesmerized.
And the parents came up to me and was like, my kid loves your patches and stuff. So we explained who we are and showed them a video. And the kid was so loving it that out of the kindness out of my heart, I reached into my pocket and pulled out a support patch, the same support patch I gave you.
I got a support patch, yeah.
And I gave it to him, and that made his day.
It was like Christmas.
It was like
he
Christmas.
Was all
he was very excited.
Yeah, I have to say that the kid involvement is one of the really special things about this club. Before we came on the air, I was talking to Damien and Nikki about the fact that some of the other bicycle clubs in Washtenaw County are a little intimidating because you have to be able to ride a minimum speed, or, you know, they start out with a 20 or 22-mile ride. These guys are cruising. They got little kids. They're not going 20 miles an hour. It's for everybody.
No, we cruise because if we got fancy bikes, bikes and fancy lights and stuff, we want people to see. We don't want people to
rush by them and be like, hey, wait, what was that?
What's the light? Where's that light go?
No. 5 miles an hour so everybody see you? All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I mean, some people will sit up there. You got some people out there who, you know, hey, y'all guys are taking up lanes and something like that. But
our people,
we haven't came across that yet.
That was the best get off my lawn voice I've heard in a long time.
We haven't came across that, at least not yet. We actually had people stop just to pull out their cameras and record it and honk at us and wave. And
do you need anything?
We actually had one of our rides, we saw a police officer seen us coming, a bunch of bikes, and he flicked on his lights. Now, I'm thinking we're about to get pulled over. He about to stop this ride. No, he turned out and blocked the traffic for us.
Yeah.
So that's where another thing comes in with the community.
And
it's just they're such an awesome help, and that's why we want to give as much back as we can to the community.
All right, so we follow you on Facebook. Is it just Wolfpack Cruisers, or how do we search for Ypsilanti
Wolfpack? Wolfpack Cruisers.
Okay, yep. and it's spelled like you think it's spelled, yep. Wolfpack and Cruisers. They're
with
easy
a
to
Z
find.
At the end instead
okay.
of an S.
All right, guys, Z yep. at the end. All right, so mm-hmm. we'll also link it over, I'm sure, at our website, WEMU.org. And Sarah, thank you so much, you too, by the way, for coming out and sharing this morning. We're so happy to be able to share this positive thing that you're doing with our community, and I hope more people join as a result, or at least, you know, find you and discover ways to help you do what you do in our community. So thank you.
Thank you guys.
Sarah, I'm assuming got some good pictures this week.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Doug went out and took a picture at one of their Twilight. Took some pictures of one of their Twilight rides. Yeah.
I'm sure Doug did a tremendous job of documenting it.
Our first season kickoff ride.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So therefore, we made it big.
So you can see firsthand what one of these might look like, and good example of some of the ways these bikes are customized, because if you haven't seen it, it's really something to behold. So,
absolutely.
Sarah, thanks for bringing us this story this week. What do you got going for next week?
Well, another very appropriate topic for spring, there are some well-known community gardening programs in the community, but there's also some lesser-known ones that don't get as much press, so I'm going to be profiling a few of those next week.
Great. Sounds good. We'll look forward to speaking with you next week here on the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.